Proclamation number 4811 of 3rd of January, 1950. Divine Revelations, Knowledge. Help. Creation. Word. What the Spirit reveals to you from me is valid for all eternity. And thus you will realize that only that which is to be addressed as heavenly wisdom can be considered divine revelation, that is, the knowledge which gives you knowledge of the otherwise eternally unfathomable, of the essence of your Creator and Father, of His eternal plan of salvation, the knowledge of the cause, purpose and aim of everything that is. This is therefore the divine knowledge which is imparted to you through my Spirit in the form of my Word. As divine revelation, this includes everything that explains the cause, purpose and aim of the whole. Divine revelations are furthermore the proofs of my existence, my love, omnipotence and wisdom. And thus the whole of creation is also a revelation of myself to the one who wants to recognize it as such. But just as any obvious help in earthly adversity is also a revelation on my part. For you humans will always be able to recognize a proving expression of me, a sign of the Creator's love for His living creations, if you want it. However, the greatest revelation will always remain my word, which is heard through the inner voice in sound or in thought. For through this word I myself approach the recipient and through him also all people and express myself to them. I speak to people in such a way that everyone can understand me. Thus I create a connection between the spiritual and the earthly world through the word. I direct people's thoughts from the earthly world into the spiritual kingdom. I point them to their aim and guide all means which are intended to fulfill the purpose of leading people to the aim. I give people direct revelations from above so that they shall escape the abyss and strive upwards. For these revelations, which therefore only have the purpose of guiding people upwards, to me, are not transient, they will remain in existence for all eternity, because my word is imperishable, because what is once spoken by me inevitably lasts for eternity and also has to, otherwise I could not be called perfect. What comes forth from me, what is announced to people through my Spirit, must be irrevocable truth, and truth remains eternally what it is. And thus I am the original source of truth, and from this source flows the living water. Divine revelations which are life-awakening gifts of grace which help the soul to perfection, to the maturity it needs in order to unite with me eternally. There is no substitute for a divine revelation. For is there anything better than being honored by me with an address which must always have a beneficial effect on the soul? Is there anything more blissful than to be instructed by the Father as to the path by which the child attains eternal life? Is there a greater guarantor for truth than the eternal truth itself? But if I take care of my children, they are truly well cared for. Therefore I reveal myself to those who are my true children and give them my word as a sign of my immeasurable love. Amen.